So we've been sharing this week stories on the station of kindness and giving messages of thanks to our healthcare workers across the municipality as we continue to wade through the pandemic, as we share today on Kindness Day. But I wanted to talk a little more about our healthcare workers and get a better understanding of who exactly it is we're giving thanks to. So I've got with me Melissa Sharp-Harrigan, the Executive Transformation Lead of the Chatham-Kent Ontario Health Team, as well as Donald McClellan, General Manager for Chatham-Kent EMS. Thank you both so much for joining me today.
Great to be here, Robin. Thank you.
Thanks for having
us. Melissa, I'll start with you. As Transformation Lead of the OHT, that in itself shows over a dozen organizations that have come together to be part of the Ontario Health Team, showing the breadth, I suppose, of organizations involving healthcare workers in our community.
Yeah, absolutely, Robin. And our Ontario Health Team, as you said, has just over a dozen formal partners. There are actually over 100 individuals and organizations who participate in the Chatham-Kent Ontario Health Team in our working groups, task teams, sub-working groups. The healthcare sector really is a broad sector and stretches out across a whole entire spectrum. So a lot of people think about, you know, their hospital or family doctor or ambulance services when they think of healthcare, but it also includes community support services and home care and social supports and social networks as well to help people achieve their population health goals. And all of those services have been impacted by the pandemic. And in response to that, we've had to really come together as a community to keep healthcare going. And I think we've really done that. And that's really the motivation behind the Thank a Healthcare Worker campaign, is to really recognize all of the hard work that people have put in across that sector.
Dawn, you specifically, being the GM of Chatham-Kent EMS, working not only on the front lines, but behind the scenes in a more management form of going through this pandemic.
There's a lot of great work that goes on in the front line, but there's also a ton of work that goes on in the background to make that frontline work as effective and efficient as possible. So, one of the big highlights to the OHT is the partnerships and, you know, the coming together of different sectors to find ways to make things run smoothly through the continuum of care. One of the things we've really worked on through the pandemic is bringing together a management group to which we constantly were monitoring, you know, the impacts of COVID and supporting the various sectors that may need it, that may have needed support at different times. Examples would be an outbreak at a long-term care facility, or, you know, the needing to, create ad hoc testing options throughout the community. A lot of different representatives from different sectors came together to keep an eye on those things, but more importantly, bring together resources, bring together solutions and ideas to make the solution work, but work for our community. There is no cookie-cutter approach to how we do things in healthcare, and we have to adapt to the needs in our community, but also adapt to what our resources and our capacity is. One of the big objectives of the Ontario Health Team, even pre-pandemic, was bringing together the partners to provide healthcare solutions that met the needs of, you know, residents of Chatham-Kent, and then more importantly, having that strong relationship coming into the pandemic, it only was a result of success in providing solutions to make that work. So we do continue to come together as an incident management group to keep an eye on things. It's ebb and flow. Some days we don't need to keep an eye as closely, and other times we had to. So it's just, we get a sense of how things are happening day in, day out, and adjust on the fly as need be.
Now, we've talked a lot through the pandemic about the challenges and the hard things that have had to happen because of COVID-19, but this is Kindness Day, so I want to know from each of you, starting with you, Dawn, if you can think off the top of your head of one example of kindness that you have seen through the pandemic in the course of your work.
I think the community has really come together in a lot of ways, not just the healthcare community, but the community overall in Chatham-Kent. And I know my team here at the CKEMS, we have received numerous notes of thanks and cards and local school groups and other youth groups coming by with, you know, gifts and food. That meant a lot for our team, it just gives us a reminder that, you know, we are all human beings. We're all going through this together. It very touching to at least be thought of and then to receive some kindness from the community as a large.
Yeah, no doubt. And Melissa, how about you?
I would agree with Donald. I think the outpouring of support, the thank you frontline worker signs that we see on the side of the roads and signs people have in their windows really jump out at me in the community. But I'm also going to point to the smile eyes. And I think we all know what the smile eyes are behind the mask, where you can see somebody's eyes squinting and you know that there's a smile behind there. And usually that's in response to a COVID screener or somebody who's asking questions or maybe somebody who's enforcing processes or rules or stay on this side of the lane instead of that side. Because I think, you know, for those frontline workers who do have to do their work, seeing smiling eyes behind the mask of their patients and the people that they serve is actually the best form of kindness that we can provide. We all recognize that nobody asked for the pandemic and nobody wants to be in the situation that we are. But when we're all working together from a place of kindness and being in that same positive spot, then it certainly feels like we're all in the pandemic together and we can get through it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you both so much for joining me today and for all the work that you and all healthcare workers have done through the pandemic.
Thank you so much, Rob.